May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Good afternoon to you. So we're live at the River Cam, 2014 May Bumps. This is a very special competition for me. It's my 10th year of doing this. I'm that old. We just had the M6 go past. Sorry we couldn't bring that to you live. Some technical problems. But we do know that Clare Hall M2 were bumped by LMBC M4 and Churchill M4 were bumped by LMBC M5. So now for the women's race. This is women's fourth division. From top to bottom, Jesus W3, Homerton W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Murray Edwards W3, Peterhouse W2, Clare W3, Lucy Cav Hughes-Hall Combined Boat W2, Queens W3, Selwyn W3, Darwin W2, LMBC W3, and Christ W3 at the back. So we've got me on first post corner, Beth's further down at Grassy. We'll stay with me for the moment because coming round first post corner are the first blades that we see. They are indeed those of Jesus. This is Jesus W3. So they're heading around first post corner at the moment. There's a good 3-4 lengths behind them before you see the blades of Homerton. So it'll be interesting to see what Sydney Sussex have been able to do with this distance. We've got the Jesus crew running around now. Homerton aren't catching them. Further back, though, it is indeed the Sydney Sussex crew who are hotly pursuing here, Homerton. Sydney Sussex going further towards the south bank. Homerton staying tight on the racing line on the entry to first post corner. It's now down to an overlap of this canvas. Hand in the air, there we are. So that's Sydney Sussex overlapping the Cox on the entry to first post corner, or the Cox of Homerton 2, which is a bump. Before Grassy, if there's overlap like that, that's a bump. So that's Homerton W2 were bumped by Sydney Sussex W2 on first post corner. Both crews more, and we look further back to Murray Edwards, who've got clear water either side. So Murray Edwards rowing round with clear water either side round first post corner. Looking further upriver now, we're seeing two moored crews there. That looks like yellow blades of Clare. I wonder who else it must be. It must be Peterhouse W2. It's probably safe to call that. Unless there's been carnage, Clare would have W3 would have bumped Peterhouse W2. So that's why Murray Edwards have got clear water. Next crews that I see are Queens W3. Queens W3 rowing past now. So let's just hand over to Beth. You should be seeing the first few rowers go round now.
Looks like we might have lost our commentary team there. Apologies for that. But any other updates we'll, of course, bring you as soon as we can on CamFM 97.2. This is the home of the Bumps commentary. We're just trying to sort out something technical in our studios. In the meantime, this is Iggy Azalea and Fancy, and we'll go back to the race as soon as humanly possible. OK, well, we're going to go back Riverside now with our lead commentator, Mike Brooks. And, Mike, what happened in the rest of that race? Because we heard the beginning part of it.
Right, we're just piecing out technical problems. We couldn't connect all the commentators. What we do know is that they'd run. I'll give you the rundown at the moment. So Jesus W3, Homerton W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Murray Edwards W3, Peterhouse W2, Clare W3, Lucy Cav Hughes-Hall W2, Queens W3, Selwyn W3, Darwin W2, LMBC W3, and Christ W3. So what I do know so far is that Jesus W3 were looking good for a rover at the top. Homerton W2 were bumped by Sydney Sussex W2 round first post. Murray Edwards W3 a row over. Then things get a little bit technical. I believe Peterhouse W2 were bumped by Clare W3. Then Lucy Cav Hughes-Hall Combined Boat, I think from that point on it goes technical. They get a technical row over because they were retarded by the two crews in front, Clare and Peterhouse, failing to clear. Queens W3, Selwyn W3 and Darwin W2, we're not sure. Then at the back, LMBC W3, what do we think? Technical row overs as well as Christ W3. So in summary, Peterhouse W2 and Clare W3 held up everybody else, and then things get technical from Lucy Cav Hughes-Hall all the way down to the bottom of the division. So that was women's W4. What we'll do is we'll get Jack to head down and get results update for you for both your W4 and your men's sixth division. We'll reconvene, try and solve the technical issues, and we get cracking for the next race, which will be men's fifth at 5:30. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks a lot, Mike, and as Mike says, we
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Yeah, the first two races of the day, the men's six, M6, Claire Hall M2 were bumped down by Lady Margaret M4, Churchill M4 bumped down by Lady Margaret M5, a good day so far for Lady Margaret Boat Club. Pembroke M5 and St. Catherine's M6 both rode over. In the W4, which rode just after the M6, it was Jesus, a W3 heading up, and they rode over. Homerton W2 were bumped down by Sydney Sussex W2. Marie Edwards W3 rode over. Peterhouse W2 bumped down by Flair W3. Lucy Carr Hughes Hall combined boat W2. They rode over. Queens W3 rode over as well. Selwyn W3 were bumped down by Darwin W2. And Lady Margaret W3 and Christ W3 both rode over. So far, no major incidents to report down here, but it's a lovely day out on the River Cam.